well-being man, a spectacular man, someone of great learning, insight, wit, a man who has revolutionized several fields that he's been involved with. And today he will be discussing with us apocalyptic figures and prophecies from the Bible. Matthew Brown, welcome. Welcome to Decoding the Guru's Grammar Edition.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Clearly you're familiar with my work. I'm glad about that. I'm happy to be here, happy to dispense my wisdom. I've got so much wisdom accrued from the school of hard knocks throughout my life.
You were, I feel, too coherent and not enough halting there to ape Peter Thiel. There should have been more, the thing is that, the Bible.
Well, actually, we got to go back to some guy you've never heard of. Got to talk about him first.
Why is no one talking about this, Matt? Why is no one talking about this? We did Peter Thiel.
Peter Thiel. How can a man be so inarticulate and yet also such a blathering mess? He should at least have the decency to be eloquent like a Jordan Peterson or even a Weinstein. I'll hand it to them.
I do feel that it was right to do him and Curtis Jarvin as a package deal because they are essentially mirror images of each other, right? Like some of them have distributed their ability points in slightly different stacks, but they're fundamentally very similar. Intellectual powerhouses of the new right, as some dare to say. But today, Matt, we are entering them into that sweet science of grammatry. We're going to take them a couple of rounds, teach them a thing or two about what it takes to be a real secular guru. Are you top tier, Peter Thiel? Are you? Let's see.
Yep. It's like if you took all the best bits of alchemy and phrenology and mashed them together, you'd get the grammar. It's a science. It's a science. Only you and I are doing it, but at the moment. But
So far. That's the publications are pending.
Someone's got to be first.
And Matt, I know we're not allowed to do this. I know it's forbidden by the Decoding the Guru's High Council. But can I just say, would you allow me to say that I saw Andrew Huberman tweeting out a heartfelt story? He saw a new generation of hard problem solvers. This little documentary, short essay about Luke Farator. Okay, it's this senior at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, who was digitizing old texts and using AI technology to look through them. Now, I just want to give credit to Andrew Huberman for shouting out random students and inspiring stories. There's no other